I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm pretty anxious to get back to the table. A lot can happen in a week, good or bad. And sometimes the things that happen in the week may change our life forever. Sometimes it changes it for the good, sometimes for the bad. But we know that the bad day that Jesus had, the day that they beat him and that they put the crown of thorns on his head and that they drove the spikes in his hand, it was a bad day, physically. But I think the joy that it brought to Jesus' heart because of what it would accomplish, that the joy before him, he endured the agony of the cross because he loved us. And sometimes it's just nice to know that you're coming to a place to be reminded by the cup and the loaf that you are extremely loved. And Jesus went to the utmost to demonstrate that love. And the most that any human being in the flesh can do is to lay down his life for somebody else. Greater love has no man than this. Then he laid down his life for his friends, and he calls us his friends. So as we meet around this table, we meet as God's friends. We meet to remember that the death that he died brought us salvation, and it brings us back to the place where we were created to be in the presence of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for today, and we thank you for this table. Once again, where we can pause and remember how much you love us. Where we can weigh out the behaviors of the week and know that we can lay them at your feet in repentance and ask forgiveness, and it's done. So, Father, as we share this cup and this loaf together, we ask the blessing of your greatness and your goodness and your eternal love for each one of us to flood over us in this moment. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.